Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get your zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
37881.
And what was that first and last name, please?
Teresa Young.
Thank you for that. If I could just have you confirm your shipping address so I can go over the account for you today.
1717 Joe Mill Creek Road, Thornhill, Tennessee, 37881.
Thank you for that. I show here that you had our EVO Trainer Fitness app, but you did get, or it was canceled back on March 4th with a confirmation of C as in Charlie, 157254. How may I be of assistance for you today?
I don't know what this is.
Great. So what it would have been is, did you order like a keto product or a fitness watch or perhaps do a survey or a sweepstakes entry?
No, I have not.
That's how it would have gotten started. But when you would have done that, it would have explained that you were also receiving a subscription access to our fitness app, which provides you with workout videos as well as daily log journals and tracking so that you can keep track of your fitness goals. But you don't think that that was something that you did?
No, and they are several of this on my account.
Do you believe that it's fraudulent then?
Yes, I do. I've done filed a dispute with the card with Green Dot.
All right, so it's already been canceled due to the charges being declined, but in order for us to be able to provide a refund, we would need your financial institution on the line in order to confirm they can drop their dispute. But if you can do that, if you can have them call us, we can certainly go ahead and get that refund process for you.
Okay, like I said, there are several of them.
Yeah, we would be able to take care of that. We would send you to our fraud department. But while there's a dispute on it, they wouldn't be able to process a refund.
Okay, so if I was to get Green Dot on the phone also, or do you need to wait until they do what they do?
Well, no. So if they file their dispute and once they've made their decision, we can't process a refund of any sort. So once they've made that decision, that locks the account from us being able to process a refund. So, I mean, if they find for whatever reason in favor that it's not fraudulent, because the address I have on this account matches the address you provided, the 71717 Joe Mill Creek. So, you know, a lot of times when they do that, they're confirming the information on the account. So if they find that it's not fraudulent and they make their decision, we can't provide any sort of refund. So you would need to have them call us and confirm they can cancel that dispute, and then we'd be able to process that refund.
Okay, let me get back a hold of them and tell them that I have talked to you and they need to cancel it and to call you out. But like
yes.
I said, I don't know how this has been done. By it being my address, and last night I put money on my card to pay a bill. And before I could get home, they was over $100 taken off the card for something I don't even know where it's at. Never heard of the place.
Well, we only charge $24.99. But that was a monthly charge for 3 months. So in order to get those refunded, we would need to have your financial institution call and confirm they can drop the dispute in order to process that refund.
Okay, I'll call them back right now.
All right. You have a lovely rest of your day, and I thank you for contacting customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye.